This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Northern Kentuckians had a chance to talk to their state legislators over the weekend. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about the event. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So Saturday morning, you attended the Northern Kentucky Legislative Conference at Highlands High School in Fort Thomas. What's it all about?
Well, it's an opportunity for citizens or residents of Northern Kentucky to have at least most of their state legislators in the same place at the same time where they can talk to them about their concerns. No matter what they are, if it's legislative, if it's personal, whatever. And they do this periodically.
And what kind of crowd does it draw?
Drew a big crowd Saturday. I would estimate probably about 500 people were in the audience there at Highland High School.
Highlands High School. Tell me a little bit about how the legislators respond to all of this.
Well, there are 10 of the 16 who are members of the Northern Kentucky Caucus. And Senator Will Schroeder, who's the chairman of the caucus, made it clear at the beginning, said, we're not going to talk. We're not going to respond. We're just here to listen. And some of them took notes. Other, you know, they listened very politely to all these people. There were probably, I would say, 60 to 70 people who got up and spoke. Because of the large number, they had to limit them to 2 minutes to say their piece. Some of them were kind of repetitive, but everybody got to speak who wanted to speak.
Was there a predominant issue that was brought up?
Yes, absolutely. Education and the Governor Bevin's budget, which includes a lot of cuts to both K through 12 education and the university system, the state university system. Northern Kentucky University would be taking like a 7.7% hit under Governor Bevin's budget. And the school districts would lose most of the funding that they get from the state for school transportation. It would be cut from the state right now pays about 58% of what it costs to bus kids back and forth from school. Under Bevin's budget, it would be cut by about $138 million, and they'd only be covering about 25% of the cost, and they're telling the school districts, you go figure out the rest. Use your reserves or whatever. And the school districts are saying, what reserves? We don't have any. We don't have it. And they're very concerned about this, and they want the legislature. When the legislature puts together its own budget, the House will, the Senate will, they'll put it together and pass a real budget. They want those cuts restored.
Other than that, was there any talk about the Brent Spence Bridge?
Not much at all. There was only one person who actually got up and mentioned it. There wasn't a lot of talk about that. It was pretty much about education, concerns from teachers about the teachers' pension system, which is in pretty bad shape, but Governor Bevin has set aside some money from the cuts, a lot of money from the cuts, to pay to shore up the pension system. However, the school systems would have to still pick up the health care costs. I mean, there were almost every school superintendent in Northern Kentucky was there and spoke. There were many teachers who spoke. There were many parents who spoke. These are people who are direct stakeholders in the education system, whether it's K through 12 or higher education.
Do you think they make a difference?
It's hard to say. We'll have to wait until the legislators go back to Frankfurt and start hammering out their own versions of the budget, the House version of the budget, the Senate version of the budget. And when they start putting those two together and actually come up with a budget that the legislature is going to pass, we'll see if these people have had any impact at all.
We have to mention President Trump will be visiting Greater Cincinnati today. What are you expecting from the visit?
Well, he's going to Schaefer Corporation in Blue Ash, which makes industrial cylinders, and they gave their employees a $1,000 bonus after the tax reform package that the Republicans in Congress passed and that President Trump signed into law. And he wants to tout the tax reform package. I think that's the principal thing. There's also some Ohio politics involved because I think he wants to establish reestablish his popularity in Ohio that enabled him to win the state in 2016 and maybe help Republican candidates for statewide office here in 2018.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.